Support for 89.7 NPR News comes from the James at Ohio State. The best outcomes for treating cancer come from early detection. The James Cancer Diagnostic Center is designed to provide rapid evaluation and a clear diagnosis to those who suspect they have cancer. Learn more at cancer.osu.edu/diagnosticcenter.
Welcome to All Sides with Amy Jurevich. America is celebrating its 250th anniversary this year. Planning has been underway for some time as states showcase their contributions to the nation. From manufacturing to politics to music, Ohio has played a major role in America's growth. 50 years ago, the nation celebrated its bicentennial. However, the enthusiasm and excitement that led up to that celebration has been a little absent in this politically divided time in the United States. We're looking at who's responsible for planning America's 250th anniversary from an Ohio perspective this hour. And joining us to look at how the Buckeye State has contributed to America's birthday is Todd Kleisman, the America 250 Ohio Commission Executive Director. Welcome to All Sides, Todd.
Thanks, Amy. It's exciting to be here with you.
So the commission to celebrate Ohio's contribution to America's 250 years started back in 2022. So you took this job in 2022. What is it like looking back and now you're here, you're almost at July of 2026? Like when you think about those 4 years of planning, what do you think?
It has been an amazing journey. I think back in 2022 when we were just getting started, there were a lot of reasons why I think people could have shrugged their shoulders and said, well, it's not a bicentennial. We weren't one of the original 13 colonies. You know, is this going to be a big deal for us? And we were determined from day one that this was a huge opportunity for Ohio. You know, we have some touch points to the American Revolution in that era. So we'll definitely be leaning into those. But we saw this as a huge opportunity to really tout what Ohio and Ohioans have contributed to the United States these past 250 plus years. So we rolled up our sleeves from day one, and it's been an amazing journey because Ohioans and organizations all over the state are embracing this opportunity. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, so we're having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, and it's I'm going to keep saying 250th celebration, anniversary, birthday. Which one of those words do you like to use? Do you like to say birthday, anniversary?
I tend to use the word anniversary a little bit more, but both of them are correct.
And then there's a harder word that I'm avoiding using that actually is what, because instead of saying bicentennial, you want to say that word for me?
Semi-quincentennial.
Yeah.
I've said that a time or two.
Yeah, spell that three times fast, right? Yes. So what are you saying is Ohio's key message of this celebration? 250 years of America. As you said, Ohio might not have been around from the very beginning, but we've been here. So what's the key message?
Well, it's just the scope and the breadth of what Ohioans have contributed to the United States. So we're looking at this as all 88 counties. It's about really all of us, we the people. So this is about every person, not just in Ohio, but of course across the country. So we're all part of this story. It's not something where we can segment out and say, this is for you and this is for you. It is about all of us. So we're really coming at this, we think, pretty comprehensively. So we have lots of events. We have a lot of activities, educational work, really some great things happening all over the state because Ohio is in large part a microcosm of the United States. So you can't have the United States without Ohio. We have contributed so much. So that creates a bit of a challenge for us to be able to tell those stories. But that's a great problem to have. So we're really embracing that.
So the idea that we like to call ourselves the heart of it all, right?
Exactly.
Whenever you want to lean into Ohio being important to those 250 years, talk to me about the heart of it all.
Yeah, I love that. We went back to that state motto, I think a year or two ago.
And yeah, I was happy we went back to that motto.
So many people have always talked about loving that phrase, and it really does seem to fit. You know, so we work closely with state entities like Tourism Ohio, and so we've been able to you know, have lots of collaborative opportunities and co-branding, working hard to do some things like at the Ohio State Fair. There's huge opportunities for us to really lean into that. So a lot of great opportunities, and Ohio really is the heart of it all. In fact, there's a piece of legislation that would create the Ohio the Heart of It All pass for people that we think will get started later in 2026 and then come to full effect sometime in 2027, we anticipate. So a heart of it all really does just seem to fit.
Now, listeners are going to learn over the course of this hour that this celebration of 250 years does not end on July 4th, right?
That
I mean, there's
exactly
much more
right.
to it than
yes.
just leading up to and building up
yes.
to actual the date of July 4th. So tell me a little bit about that, about how you wanted it to be. I mean, it's not like you're building up to one day. You've been doing mm-hmm. things for months and years.
Right. Yeah. And you know, we take our at the very beginning, our starting charge came from the Ohio General Assembly and from Governor DeWine. So it's in the Ohio Revised Code. Our charge is to really engage all 88 counties and really tout the accomplishments of Ohio and Ohioans. So we're really leaning into that opportunity here. So it's just a great opportunity, and it is a once in a lifetime chance to really get at all these different stories.
Besides the heart of it all, I do love when people call Ohio the shirt pocket of the United States as well. How do you feel about that?
I've heard that. I've also heard things like flyover country. And,
no, I don't like that one.
Yeah, right. We are. It just so seems to fit here that there's so many stories, and a lot of them are undertold stories. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things we can pluck out from history, and we love it when people say, oh, I had no idea that person was an Ohioan, or that mm-hmm. happened in Ohio, or how that connects with people. So we're really trying to take what is a national story and localize this as much as we can, because no matter what part of Ohio we're talking about, there's a very relevant touch point to them, and we're trying to localize this as much as we can to make it relevant to where people are.
Yeah, speaking of localizing it, Ohio has 88 counties, and I know that you've been trying to engage all 88 counties. How do you coordinate 88 different opinions on what's important?
Well, the good news is that, you know, whether you're in urban Ohio or suburban or in a rural community, there's been a lot of great engagement, and we've encouraged local communities and mayors, county commissioners, et cetera, to really make the 250th their own. And it's so rewarding to see that happening all over the state. So we're just delighted. A couple of years ago, we were able to get all 88 counties to pass resolutions saying they were going to participate in the nation's 250th.
Mm.
And what we asked them to do was two things. And that one was to form a local committee of some kind. We didn't prescribe exactly how that ought to work, but localize it, and to designate one or two people to liaison with us so we could more easily share information. So we accomplished that at some point in 2024. And so there's been a lot of really just great information sharing and engagement happening, no matter if it's a rural community, a urban community, Republicans, Democrats, young, old. We're really thrilled to see how many communities are really taking this up.
This is All Sides on 89.7 NPR News. We're talking about Ohio's celebration of America's 250th anniversary with Todd Kleismet, the America 250 Ohio Executive Director. So America's 250th celebration comes at a time when our nation is experiencing some deep political divisions. How has the Ohio Commission taken this into consideration? Whenever you're doing programming and messaging, are you thinking about the political divide this country's facing?
I would say I think less about the divide and more of the opportunity to make this unifying, at least to the extent that we can. And context is important, too, because when I was growing up, I'm old enough to remember the nation's bicentennial in 1976. And, those are some of the earliest memories that I have about red, white and blue fire hydrants and commemorative coins and patriotic commercials. And I could go on and on. And, you know, as a kid, I didn't realize that came on the heels of some pretty tumultuous change, Watergate and Vietnam and civil rights and just, you know, the list goes on. There was a lot of change. People didn't see things all the same way. There were a lot of protests. And so I think the context is a little different for 2026. But we've always, you know, the united part of the United States has always been aspirational. And so I think we are seeing this 2026, the semi-quincentennial, as an opportunity to help bridge some of that, some of what we may not be seeing as much in our political environment. And so we've never come at this as a political exercise, but as, you know, good old-fashioned civic engagement. And so I'm pleased to say that from Republicans and Democrats and urban areas, rural areas, we're seeing a lot of support once they see what we're trying to do. We're trying to make this the most inclusive celebration as we possibly can. We've got a bipartisan commission led, and one of the co-chairs is former Columbus Mayor Michael Coleman. The other co-chair is Doug Price, who is a Republican. And the commission is made up of a bipartisan group. And we've always, from day one, looked at this as a big opportunity to really, put our political divide to the side and really just roll up our sleeves and really make this something that Ohioans can be proud of.
There's been some news lately about certain musical acts not wanting to participate in President Trump's 250th celebration that he has planned in Washington, D.C. on July 4th. Have you had anyone tell you that they didn't want to be a part of an Ohio celebration for any reason?
I would say not really. I think there have been some people who are a little bit reticent. But I think once people get an idea of how we've set this up in such a bipartisan way, in a way to try to bring people together, I think we've been able to melt those concerns. I'm sure there are people out there that don't want to have anything to do with this, but if they do, they're going to find something that they can find very relevant and interesting and exciting to participate in. I'm confident of that. So this isn't about this or that. This is about this and that. So I think we've got something to offer to any Ohioan who really wants to be part of this. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Does the Ohio Commission have any involvement in anything happening in Washington, D.C. for the festivities?
I would say we are informed and, to the extent that we can, engage with some of the things that are happening nationally. We are doing that. So we are we've been making some modest contributions to the Great American State Fair that's happening on the National Mall. There's some other national initiatives where, students are sending essays as part of a contest. And so we always find out, you know, who are the Ohioans who placed in those kinds of contests. We also have something coming up that is called the America's Potluck is actually the day after July 4th. So on July 5th, it just so fit in with what we were trying to do anyway with picnics and homecomings.
That's Ohioans our big love
emphasis.
A potluck. All
That's right.
right. Yeah.
So when we learned about that national effort, we decided we were going to lean in and participate in that. So that'll be happening July 5th. So keep
what are you
party
sending? What
on.
Food do you send?
You know, in Ohio here,
ranch dressing.
You know, there really isn't one dish that really sticks out. We can certainly point to things like pierogies and green bean casserole, and there's a number of other things, walleye, you name it. So I think, you know, just it's less important about the food and more about the gatherings. That's one of the biggest things we're trying to do with this year in 2026 is to incentivize the gatherings. Another thing that's happening on a national scale is, so I just mentioned July 5th, America's Potluck. July 8th, there is a national simultaneous reading of the Declaration of Independence. So the idea is in the Eastern time zone where we are, it'll be at 6 p.m. If you're in the Central time zone, it'll be at 5 p.m. But the idea is simultaneously encouraging people to gather, whether it's on their front porch or in a local park, the county courthouse green, wherever that venue may be, but to gather with at least a few people and go through the process of simply reading the Declaration of Independence. But I think equally important to reading the Declaration is to listen to the words 250 years later and to really sort of take that in, because this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for us. These kinds of opportunities don't come around every day. So there are a number of national things like that where we're looking for our opportunities to plug in.
Mm. Do you feel like when you took this job in 2022, Biden would have been the president. We had been coming off of the pandemic, and you wouldn't have known who the next president would be, that kind of thing. But do you feel like the tone for your job and talking about this, the Ohio Commission, is it mostly joyful or is it skeptical, or is there another word you want to use when you talk about the tone of talking about America's birthday in 2026, where we're at right now?
Well, certainly our tone is one of this is a great opportunity. It's about community, as I mentioned before, just localizing this as much as possible. So we don't, our commission does not own the nation's 250th. What we've done is create a platform where we think it would be easy for communities, organizations all over the state, individuals to find a way to make this relevant for them and to plug in. So if you went to our website, America250Ohio.org, you'd find lots of programs. You can find out who is leading the efforts locally in your own community. So there's a lot of different ways to come at this. And we're definitely looking at this as an opportunity to really tout what Ohio and Ohioans have contributed to the United States. And we have several different ways to plug in and talk about how Ohio is relevant to the Revolutionary War era. We have a Revolutionary War fort in Tuscarawas County. Not a ton of people know about it in central Ohio, but it's called Fort Lawrence. We also have more than 7,000 Revolutionary War veterans that were buried in Ohio. So they wouldn't have started in Ohio, but they came to Ohio, made significant contributions. And so one of the things we're leading is an effort to better recognize those veterans and to enlist the public to help us find those veterans. Sometimes they're in unmarked graves or they're in small cemeteries and long forgotten. And so it's really exciting to see people really take up the call for that and go out into cemeteries, roll up their sleeves, and go out and document and give us GPS coordinates. So that is just a tremendous project for us. And so we're really proud of that one.
I was thinking about several times you mentioned this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. And I was just thinking about that. I wasn't around for the 200th, and I would be very lucky if I'm around for the 300th, right? I'm right, just doing a little math in my head. So I guess this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for people in the middle-aged like me. When you think about that, the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, what would you say to people who are maybe feeling a little downtrodden about America to maybe put that aside for the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity?
Well, I think, if they were to go to our website, I'm really proud of the work that's been done. Most everything we're doing can be found on our website. So there are local things that people can plug into. There are bigger statewide initiatives. Certainly, as we were talking about before, the party doesn't end on July 4th. We're going to have programs and activities, things going on all throughout 2026. So there's a lot of different ways for people to come at this. Sometimes people ask me, what's the big event? And it's like, well, you know, there's a lot of different
events. There's like 1,000 big events.
Yeah, there literally is about 1,000 different events on our online calendar. So we're pretty confident that if you are a little bit down on some of the things you see in the news cycle, if you go to America250Ohio.org, I think you're going to find some interesting ways to play a role to the extent that they are interested in getting engaged.
We're speaking with Todd Klasmet, America250Ohio Executive Director. He's staying with us. And coming up, we're going to get an overview of some specific programs that we have going on, educational programs, community picnics, and more taking place across the state. That is when All Sides continues on 89.7 NPR News.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.
You're listening to All Sides. I'm your host, Amy Jurevich. From manufacturing to politics to music, Ohio has played a major role in the nation's growth. As America turns 250, each state has its own celebrations planned. It's a way for the states to showcase their contributions to America's legacy as we head into the future. We're looking into how Ohio is preparing for the nation's 250th anniversary. We're now turning our attention to an overview of some of the special education programs and community picnics that are taking place across the state. Still with us is Todd Klasmit, America 250 Ohio Commission Executive Director. Thanks for being here, Todd.
My pleasure.
And joining us now is Taylor Tomu, Community Outreach Manager with the America 250 Ohio Commission. Welcome to All Sides, Taylor.
Thank you so much for having me.
So Ohio is using this event to teach residents and visitors a little more about Ohio history. There are a lot of programs to highlight. Can you start by picking a favorite one? I'm going to make you pick a favorite one. But can you just pick one to spotlight, because I need a place to start?
Okay. Education-wise, correct?
Yeah, correct.
One of my favorites, and it's like your kids, you're not supposed to choose favorites, but one of my favorites underneath our umbrella term, which is our Next Gen Citizens of Ohio, is our Service Learning Institute. Mm-hmm. Honestly, that was a partnership that grew from Serve Ohio, which is our state volunteer and AmeriCorps program partner, and it's just been thrilling to see what the young people of Ohio care about, mm-hmm. and to watch them rally behind each other to make their communities look and feel the way that they want them to.
What do they care about? What are they rallying behind?
So there are 88 counties, as you guys have been talking yeah. about, and each of them has their own specific history, but also their own challenges that they're facing. One to highlight that I've been very excited about comes out of Lawrence County, actually. A group of students came together and realized that washing and drying clothes was an issue for some of the elders in their community, and mm-hmm. they created a washing and drying, basically, business to be able to help the elders in their community have access to that. And it's free of charge. They don't charge mm-hmm. to do it. But due to our partnership with Serve Ohio and the grants that we were able to give to them, they mm-hmm. got $5,000 grants that were able to help them create this service learning program.
That's amazing. And then, Todd, this sounds like something that started because of America 250, but like it sounds like something that will continue when we're 251, 252, et cetera, right?
That's right. Yeah, there's some really great things happening around the state. You know, those local committees that have been formed to participate really are outstanding. You know, if I could mention just a couple that come to mind, Granville and Licking County, and I would say Newark and Licking County, they're doing amazing work there. The city of Marion, Grove City, Lancaster, Canton, you know, Ross County where Chillicothe is. Really great projects happening locally. It's so rewarding to see that happening, and they keep showing up. It's really tremendous to see.
For some of the other educational programs, whenever I mentioned this, I said educational programs and community picnics. Can you tell me a little bit about, is every community having a picnic? Because, you know, everyone needs an excuse for a picnic, right?
Well, our goal is to get all 88 counties, and I believe we are at about 175 picnics across the state. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I think comfortably we can say majority of the state has really embraced this moment and are excited to commemorate, celebrate, and gather in ways that are meaningful to them and their communities. We also have some flagship opportunities for communities that may not necessarily be able to afford to put on their own picnic. We have picnic kits that we've put together that have several different activities, such as bandana making and kite flying and a giant puzzle that you can actually draw on, and many, many different things. There's trivia cards. There's all different ways that we've tried to package this and make it in a way that's accessible, but then also doesn't feel like too much of a heavy lift for our communities to get engaged and involved.
Yeah. And earlier, Todd mentioned the Revolutionary War veterans, the fort, and also veterans who are buried here. And then another thing that I saw on the list is also an Ohio history B, and a fourth grade history pass. So are you trying, you're trying to teach kids more Ohio history? I know all fourth graders do learn Ohio history, but tell us about leaning into it for 250.
Yes. So as most Ohioans are, they're overachievers. So we have decided early on that we wanted to tap into the large museum network that Ohio has. And the way to do that really is sort of through passes. While museums usually make most of their money through school groups, we decided, let's make this a family initiative. Let's make this a reason for families to get out, get engaged. And the fourth grade history pass program really allows families to get out and go to various sites across the state to learn more about Ohio history. The power of place is something that we're really trying to push heavy throughout this entire time, because each of our 88 counties has its own unique history that should be shared. It's something that we're all living in, and something that we all can draw meaningful lessons from. So with the pass, it allows the fourth grader now currently, and it's not just the school year, it's all the way through until they become a fifth grader. So all the way through basically August, September, depending on when they start back to school, they get free admission. But we are going even a step further for the month of July and having our fourth grade History Pass Plus program, which allows the fourth grader, along with three family members, to get in for free. And I don't know about you, I have two littles. Yeah. I have a 4 and an 8-year-old. And, you know, the bigger your family, the sometimes the bigger the barriers for you to go and do fun things, right? Because now you're paying for multiple people to go through. So we saw this as a mechanism for us to help just alleviate some of those barriers, alleviate some of that stress, and again, lean into Ohio history.
Where can people find the list of the museums that are participating that they can go to with this pass?
On our website at america250.com/fourth grade history pass.
Fourth grade history. So is it just history museums, like, or is it other types of museums too, science and art museums, such?
So yes, those are also included. We have several different mechanisms for that. So as Todd had alluded to before, we have our America 250 Ohio Communities Program, which I get the honor to manage. And we encourage them to put forth all of their museums that are interested in being a part of this program. We are leaning into the history, but a lot of our art museums are a part of our history, right? They chronicalize Ohio's contribution to the arts, which is very substantial. So we're very excited to continue to partner with museums, and whether it's paid or free. So even if the museum is a free local historical society, they are still allowed to participate in the pass and get that recognition on our webpage as well.
And Todd, you have a history with the Ohio history connection. So yes, you must really love this, the leaning into history with America 250.
I sure do. I love it. I've been passionate about history since I was, you know, in school. And so this is the honor of a lifetime to be able to help steer this. And as I said before, it's so rewarding to see Ohioans who could have shrugged their shoulders and said, yeah, this is for the East Coast. Ohioans are really bringing it. So we're just thrilled with that. You know, with the picnics, let me just point out one quick thing that's on my mind is, you know, in 2022, as part of our charge from the General Assembly, we needed to come up with some recommendations and fast. I think 6 months after we formed the commission, we needed to deliver a report. And one of the things I emphasized in the executive director's report is that we really wanted this to be a mechanism to bring people together. And that was so important. We knew we were going to have lots of events and activities, but that was super important in this time that we're in today. And so that's, you know, the picnics are just the embodiment of that. And so again, it doesn't matter if you bring the green bean casserole or some other dish. It's really about the gathering and bringing people together. I think that's so vitally important. I hope that that's what the takeaway is for most Ohioans who participate.
This is All Sides on 89.7 NPR News. We're talking about some of the special education programs and community picnics taking place across the state in honor of America's 250th birthday. And we're talking with Taylor Tomu, Community Outreach Manager with America 250 Ohio, and Todd Kleisman, America 250 Ohio Executive Director. On your website, I saw that you have a place for undertold stories as a part of the celebration. Can you give me some examples of an undertold story that you want people to know?
For sure. One that is at the front of my mind, because we're knee deep in planning right now, is Ohio's contributions to the National Parks Network to Freedom list. We lead the nation with the most sites on that list, which is a national designation for Underground Railroad sites, which means that we literally lead the history when it comes to freedom. And a lot of times people might not necessarily understand the weight and the gravity of that, but there were many, many, many folks who fought for freedom for not only African Americans, but Indigenous people, and the ways in which Ohio has been able to preserve that history, I think, is very interesting and is a cause for us to take a second look and really wrap our arms around those lessons of the past and how we can continue to really showcase that history. We also have some partnerships with Ohio Humanities and Ohio Celebrates Toni Morrison, which is a year-long celebration that is going to highlight Toni Morrison, the literary legend from Lorain, Ohio. And I mean, not only she's a Pulitzer Prize winner, but she has made so much headway, just not only in the African American community, but globally. She is a global icon from here in Ohio. We also have Granville T. Woods, who was an electrical and railway genius, for lack of a better word. He's often referred to as the Black Edison, which I think is very interesting when you think about patents, and we are thinking about Ohio not only during the Revolutionary era, but also the Industrial Revolution, and just many different ways that Ohio and Ohioans have contributed to history, not just the known stories, or as Todd likes to call it, the highlight wheel of history, but those ones that get left behind. And I think what Undertold Stories, what the heart of what it hopes to do, is to help Ohioans raise their hand and share their stories. We have a mechanism that is a QR code that you can use. It's on our webpage at America250-Ohio/Undertold Stories that allows you to whip out your phone. And if you have a story that you would like to share, a story that maybe is something that's been passed down in your family, maybe is something that you saw the other day that's amazing, we are looking for Ohioans to share those with us. And you can do it remotely from your phone, the comfort of your couch, as you're walking outside, however you'd like, you can share that with us. And we also have a monthly blog series that highlights these stories. We have different people coming in talking about various different things. Another important undertold story that I would be remiss if I didn't talk about, which kind of ties back to education, is that Ohio has the oldest school, publicly funded school, that allowed for education for blind students. The Ohio School for the Deaf and the Blind is the oldest school publicly funded. It's something that, when you think about accessibility, especially now, when you think about education and the ways in which that all the research is saying that there are multiple ways to learn, there are all these different mechanisms, have all these technological advances, there are and have always been innovation in technology and access here in Ohio. And the folks there at the School for the Deaf and the Blind have done a tremendous job in making sure that their students are active participants in this moment. And they really are star students in that. We also have coming up this week, because it is Juneteenth week, so many different opportunities for folks to share stories, not only about freedom and Black history, but also to come together and gather. So we're going to have, because we're technically a part of the Ohio History Connection, we're going to have the Juneteenth Jubilee this Friday. And on Saturday, we'll be present at Juneteenth on the Ave, which they shut down all of Mount Vernon Avenue and really have a great sort of festival that highlights Black-owned businesses. But then also, again, always leaning into the history of Ohio and how Black Ohioans have contributed past, present, and future. So very, very excited to continue sharing and receiving stories from Ohioans.
I mean, you're so excited about all these stories. And after you get through 2026 and you get through all of this and you write a book about it, you have to come back and tell me. Yeah.
Happy
there you go.
Me.
It sounds like all of these undertold stories need to be a book, right?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Before we run out of time, Todd, I wanted to make sure we touched on some of the trails and tales portion of the celebration.
Yes.
I mean, you have put together some, for people who like a road trip, you have put together some really interesting things for them to travel on. Can you tell me pick one or two?
Sure, absolutely. Thanks for mentioning that, because that is such a vital component of what we're doing. We're really, we're going, by the end of the year, we'll have six different driving trails, and we call them Trails and Tales, and Tales is spelled T-A-L-E-S. It's really those stories. So we launched our first one in 2024. We'll launch our sixth one in November of this year, focused on leadership. We've had Ohio Air and Space and Creativity and the Lake Erie, the Lake Erie to the Ohio River Trail, transportation. So there's been innovation. So we've really tried to hit on those themes where Ohio and Ohioans have really contributed national leadership to the country. And so these are places that have existed for a while, but we've tried to package them in interesting ways that will Ohioans and visitors here, we hope, will find interesting and discover some new places, because it includes major places that are well known, and it also includes some smaller known venues, museums, and so forth that you might not know. So we couldn't have done this without the local county visitor bureaus and Ohio Travel Association, support from all kinds of organizations all over the state. So we're really excited about that one. And so our most recent one was the transportation trail. We're focusing now on getting ready for the leadership trail that'll launch in mid-November.
So it really is, the celebration is not ending after July 4th. You haven't even launched one of your trails yet.
That's right. So all throughout the year, all over the state of Ohio, again, we're just so thrilled to have so much support from our partner organizations all over Ohio, the Ohio Arts Council, County Commissioners Association. You know, another great partner we've had is the governor's office. So just wherever we look, we're finding Ohio organizations really want to be a part of this. So that just is so exciting and rewarding for us to see.
And Taylor, you talked about wanting Ohioans to know Ohio history and wanting them to understand Ohio's contribution. But what about visitors, too? I mean, are you leaning into telling people to give Ohio a try? Talk to me about getting people to come here.
Oh, yes. So as a non-native Ohioan, I'm originally from the south side of Chicago, understanding the power of place, not only just in this time, in this moment, as you mentioned, there's lots of things happening around the country. One of the ways that we've been really targeting other people to come to Ohio is not only through our Trails and Tales program, but also through a lot of our events and programming. So as I mentioned before, we have things happening this weekend, but those trails, as we talked about, specifically for Creativity, because that one to me, and again, I know you're not supposed to have favorites, that one has over 150 sites on it. So talk about a road trip. Talk about a reason to want to go explore a place like Toledo. You know what I mean? Glass City, Flag City, in Findlay, Ohio. So, like, there are different opportunities, as Todd spoke about before. And if you have something that you're interested in, especially when you think about getting outside, getting engaged, we have a trail for you. If you're focused in innovation, if you want to know about inventors, we have that. If you want to know about Ohio's history and air and space, we have that as well for our engineer folk. We have transportation, which is another one that, you know, especially right now as we have Ohio being a hub for, you know, drones and air taxis and all these things. When we think about that, Ohio, a lot of times people don't think about Ohio, but we really are becoming a place where people want to come to learn where things are going.
We've been speaking with Taylor Tomu, Community Outreach Manager for the America 250 Ohio Commission. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And Todd Kleismet, America 250 Ohio Executive Director. Thank you for your time, Todd.
Thank you, Amy.
And coming up, we're going to get an overview of some activities taking place in and around the Ohio State House to celebrate America's 250th. There will be music. That is when All Sides continues on 89.7 NPR News. You're listening to All Sides. I'm your host, Amy Jurevich. America will celebrate its 250th birthday this year. And in addition to the traditional holiday celebrations, each state is highlighting their unique contributions to the nation. Joining us now with an overview of some activities taking place in and around the Ohio State House is Bobby Miller, Director of Production for Kappa. Welcome to All Sides, Bobby.
Thanks, Amy.
So How has the fact that America is 250 right now influenced celebrations happening specifically for July 4th at the State House this year? Because I feel like the vibe is a little elevated. Tell me about it.
Yeah, yeah. Of course. I mean, it's America's 250th birthday, so it's a big deal. As you guys have been talking about, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. I think what we're doing that day on July 4th really is sort of serving as a signature event. As Todd talked about, there's stuff going on all year, all across Ohio, mm-hmm. but we're really leaning into this being a signature event for the entire state. And really, you know, it's obviously a celebration for our nation, but we're really playing up Ohio's place within that history.
Yeah. So tell me about what's going on specifically. We have the State House, Columbus Commons, and the Ohio Theater are going to be just busy with activities on July 4th. So tell me.
Yeah, it's a full day. It's going to be a lot of fun. The tenets of the event are actually food, fun, and reflection. So there's going to be a lot of all of that. And it's going to be a full day, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., taking place across three different locations that are all interconnected downtown: the Ohio State House lawn, the Ohio Theater, and Columbus Commons. And really, I mean, we've tried to make it especially a family-friendly event, but lots of variety going on. So there'll be live music, there's going to be dance, poetry, film screenings, the symphony is playing, there's artisanal vendors, food trucks. I mean, it's going to be a really big festival vibe that day.
Yeah. I mean, even the Ohio Village Muffins, a vintage baseball team, is playing a game, right?
They are. They sort of kick things off at 11 o'clock that day, that morning.
They're fun. They're so fun to watch. By
they
the way.
Are. Yeah. They are. Yeah. And they'll be playing. They play by the rules of 1860. It's really fun to watch. If you're a fan of contemporary baseball, there are a lot of differences that make it interesting. They don't play with gloves. There's a few different rules. You can get an out if you catch a ball on one hop. But there's an interpreter there that sort of plays along with the crowd. It's just a really fun experience. And that'll be on the lawn at the State House starting at 11 a.m. that day.
Okay, so you can come and watch a baseball game, but baseball's in quotes because it's not, yes.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned film screening. So this is free and inside the Ohio Theater, right?
Absolutely. And actually, the whole day is free. Mm. But yeah, specifically the Ohio Theater, we're kicking off that day at 11 a.m. Doors will open at 10 a.m., but 11 a.m. we're screening the movie Cars.
Did you pick that just for fun?
Well, yeah, I mean, both movies were showing Cars earlier in the day, and then in the afternoon we're showing Forrest Gump. There is an actual connection to history. Mm-hmm. So Ohio Goes to the Movies, they're doing initiatives throughout the year as well. And the movies that we chose fall within that as well. But yeah, we felt like it made sense to, especially earlier in the day, play up the family-friendly aspects. And, you know, kids love that movie. It would be a great thing to bring your kids to. And then basically, you can walk right out of the theater and you're instantly in front of this festival where there's going to be live music playing. At that point, as soon as you come out of the theater, there's going to be the Columbus Jazz Youth Orchestra is doing a second line that will travel from Ohio Theater over to the State House. So you'll literally be able to walk out of the theater and join the second line and walk right to the State House. And then Columbus Jazz will perform at that point as well. So, yeah, live music, films. Tons of stuff going on.
And let's talk about the big evening performance.
Yes.
The Columbus Symphony Celebrates America. I mean, that's so exciting to think about America turning 250, the Columbus Symphony. Tell me about this show.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. And really, you know, the original idea for this event sort of was born out of the idea of it being anchored by the Columbus Symphony doing something in line with like their Patriotic Pops type program. The program celebrates America. It's going to be really, really great. And, you know, there's going to be some special guests involved. Again, it's free. There was a process where you had to sign up for tickets, RSVP for tickets for that. We have actually hit the cap for that, but we held a good chunk back. So there still will be tickets available in limited supplies for people that want to walk up that evening. Mm-hmm. And then the whole evening sort of culminates with a fireworks display. So.
Yeah. Is the symphony going to play right up to the fireworks?
They are. And mm-hmm. even into the fireworks.
Oh,
yeah.
That's lovely. Yeah. So, I mean, everyone expects fireworks on July 4th. I know, you know, Columbus has their red, white, and boom, but tell me about this fireworks display.
Yeah. I mean... Red, White, and Boom, obviously, that entire event is centered around the fireworks. So yeah. they have a massive display going on. But, yeah, it's going to be – if you've ever – I mean, we've done it before. I know the symphony has done fireworks before. It's interesting because just south of Columbus Commons, there's a big parking garage. And basically, the fireworks are lit from the top of the garage. So it really does sort of they do sort of explode over downtown, and it's really visually quite stunning. So.
Yeah, I've seen the symphony play with fireworks before, but it's been years, and I guess it always just depends on what day of the week July 4th is on, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. Yeah. This is All Sides on 89.7 NPR News, and we're talking about activities taking place in and around the State House for America's 250th birthday with Bobby Miller, Director of Production for Kappa. Tell me about planning this. I mean, we were just talking with the executive director of the Ohio Commission. They've been planning since 2022. When did they approach you and say, we want to do something on the actual day at the State House?
Yeah, I mean, there was a process towards the end of last summer, I would say, is when that conversation first started getting going. It really made sense for Kappa to sort of lead planning on this event because it's essentially right in our backyard. You know, the Ohio Theater is right in the middle. State House is on one side. The Columbus Commons is on the other. And this is really what we do. You know, we put on events. And so it's been nearly a year, you know, I guess probably about 10 months of planning and lots of partners involved. The America 250 Ohio Commission, the Ohio History Connection, the City of Columbus, lots of people, lots of stakeholders involved, but ultimately, you know, everybody's sort of driving towards that same thing, which was just to make a super family friendly full day of fun that has a lot of variety and that it's free to attend.
Okay. And if you have the younger kids who maybe can't make it to the 10 p.m. fireworks, you're recommending coming to see Cars in the morning and then heading to Columbus Commons. What will be at Columbus Commons during the midday?
So during the midday, the Columbus Jazz Orchestra. There will be performances by a band called Whirly Birds. There will be a performance by the Hoodoo Soul Band. We also have a youth dance ensemble that's called Momentum that will be performing. There's going to be poets.
I know Momentum. They do a
great
job.
Yeah, they do a great job. Definitely. And then there will be surprises. But I mean, as far as kid-friendly activities, we have so much going on. We have face painting and balloon twisting and caricature artists and stilt walkers and historical reenactors. I mean, we have a bubble zone. I mean, there's lots of fun stuff that'll be happening that day. And then as well as artisanal vendors. So there's going to be makers there that make things that are local to the community. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
You mentioned the State House is included as well. I mean, you said that's where the baseball game will take place on the State House lawn. But
correct.
Is the State House going to be open?
Unfortunately, I don't believe it is going to be open. I think that they are going, from what I heard last, they are going to be closed on the 3rd and the 4th. Mm. We basically will be taking over the West Plaza, so the lawn that borders High Street there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, is there anything else? What did I miss that you wanted to highlight? Because you have this full schedule in front of you, and I'm sure we didn't get to everything. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I feel like we actually got to a lot of the stuff that we wanted to touch on. I would just again highlight that the event's free, family friendly, and if you want to get more information, you can go to kappa.com/America250, and that lays out the schedule for you. And there's lots of, details for the day of the event and, you know, what you might expect. So
tell me, so I don't want to disappoint people with the whole, with the idea that the symphony's already like sold out or whatever. You said you'll have some tickets day of.
We will, absolutely. And yeah, I don't want to discourage people either. Yeah. They're just, you know, obviously there's crowd control and safety. Like you have to sort of
cap it at some point. Kappa has a cap, yeah.
Exactly. But we didn't want to make it so if people found out about the event later in the cycle or whatever, that they wouldn't be able to be a part of it. So we did hold back a good chunk of tickets so people can come out the evening of. And doors open on the Columbus Commons that day at 6 p.m.
Okay. But the Columbus Commons is open before that. So are you having people leave and then you're reopening it, I guess?
Yeah, so the Columbus Commons will be open as a park that day. We're not programming anything in the park that day, so all the programming will be on the State House and in the theater. But the park will be open that day until 3 p.m., and then from the 3 to 6 o'clock, they sort of shut things down and do all the...
And get ready for the symphony.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in just the minute we have left, so for the symphony concert, you bring a blanket. It's not going to be set up like the way it is for Pops, right? Is it going to be more of a blanket situation?
It's definitely, you know, this event is being... marketed as a picnic and homecoming, so we're definitely encouraging people to bring blankets and lawn chairs and, you know, sunscreen if they're coming during the day. And there will be food trucks, there will be a bar there, but yeah it's very similar to a Pops, if you're familiar with that. The only difference really is that there aren't going to be the tables and the chairs that are set up in front of the stage typically.
We have been speaking about all the events happening at the State House, the Ohio Theater, and on Columbus Commons on July 4th for America's 250th birthday. And we've been speaking with Bobby Miller, Director of Production for Kappa. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Amy. I appreciate it.
And you've been listening to All Sides on 89.7 NPR News. I'm Amy Jurevich.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.